AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day before Donald Trump's second Senate impeachment trial starts, both sides are making opening arguments. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The ex-president's lawyers call the case an act of political theater by Democrats seeking to exploit the Capitol riot's trauma. They're making clear they will challenge any suggestion that he's to blame for the insurrection. The House impeached him for inciting insurrection, and in their own legal brief, Democrats call it the most grievous constitutional crime ever committed by a president. When the proceedings start tomorrow, the Senate will first debate and vote on whether it's even constitutional to prosecute Trump since he's no longer in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of coronavirus cases dropped to their lowest level in 3 months, but authorities worry raucous Super Bowl celebrations could fuel new outbreaks. Another concern are variants of the virus. Immunology expert E. John Wherry at the University of Pennsylvania says variants are partially escaping immunity.
Even in these studies where we're seeing evidence of reinfection, the rates of symptomatic and severe infection are essentially non-existent.
The CDC reports more than 4 million more vaccinations were reported over the weekend, a significantly faster clip than in previous days. The White House says President Biden wants Congress to act quickly on a coronavirus economic relief bill. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that includes a boost in the minimum wage.
The president remains firmly committed to raising the minimum wage to $15. That's why he put it in his first legislative proposal. And he believes that any American who is working a full-time job trying to make ends meet should not be at the poverty level. And it's important to him that the minimum wage is raised.
Republican Richard Shelby of Alabama, the Senate's fourth most senior member, says he will not run for re-election next year. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Transportation delays are being reported because of stormy weather in Europe.
Trucks got caught in snowdrifts overnight in eastern Germany, while elsewhere, large vehicles became stuck on uphill stretches. Heavy snow also snarled transport in the Czech Republic, with international trains facing hours of delays while numerous morning commuter rides to Prague had to be cancelled. Monday was supposed to be the day hundreds of thousands of Dutch children returned to schools after a tough coronavirus lockdown. Instead, it was another day at home after a snowstorm hit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 24 workers died in the city of Tangier in Morocco after heavy rains flooded an illegal garment factory. Local authorities say firefighters and emergency workers rescued 10 people from the factory in the basement of a residential villa as search operations in the flooded area continue. Ed Donahue, AP News.